QH access.
4HKX. That didn't take long, Dave.
No, I had to swap a couple of wires on the motor speed. This is a newer home. These folks just bought a couple of months ago, and there's a couple of discrepancies in the air conditioning system when whoever put this system in, man, I don't know if they knew what the heck they were doing, but they had the motor speed set wrong. They had air conditioning on high, and it was blowing water off the coil. So I just had to make an adjustment.
But no big deal, and it's easy fix, then.
Oh, heck yeah. KB2HXS variety. Yeah, I don't know if, like I said, you know, not to trash anybody, but sometimes when these contractors, they come in and they put like a bunch of homes in at one time in construction, they're not really technicians. They don't sit there and like set the system up and make the proper adjustments and all this other stuff. And they just, you know, it's almost like a one-off. They install it and then they're gone. You never see them again. So, you know, I was here the other day doing a quick maintenance, and then, you know, it was still dripping water. I'm like, okay, I know what's going on. And I just went over here and took care of it.
It's called wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and run. KN4VWA.
Yeah, pretty much, Steve. Pretty much that's what it is, you know. Good morning again. But, I recognized the problem, and I took care of it. KB2HXS. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Patrick. I'll jump back out now. I'll let you guys get at it, because I'm about 3 or 4 minutes from my destination. So, y'all have fun. Carry on. KN4VWA, clear.
73, Steve, have a good one.
Steve, now come on now, don't insult me.
Sorry about that. I wouldn't do that on purpose or accident. You never know.
I know. Okay. I got to give you a little crap for it. You know that. I'm heading back to the house for my second cup of coffee. I had one cup and I'm heading back. You know, I head over to the customers. I just head back home. Literally 11 minutes from my house. So it's, and they're leaving, they go out of town tomorrow, so I wanted to take care of this issue today and be done with it, so. Anyway, what you doing today, Patrick? I thought you were destinated already.
I'm at my fourth stop waiting on them to get here this morning.
Yeah, I tell you what, those wrenches, man, them things are the bomb. I love them things. I like the little, I don't know what the teeth ratio is on the box end side, but those are great. You know, they're very fine teeth. They make life easy in tight spots.
Our 72 tooth, we actually sell a 90 tooth, which is even finer than that one. But you're going to pay for that one.
72 teeth per inch is fine. I mean, it's nice in a tight spot, you know. But anyway, we're going to be a little bit later today. I got a few more things to do this morning. We're bringing our friends around and do the tacky tourist thing today. Maybe bring them up to Landrum or TR or something and show them around and maybe catch some lunch while we're out. And then tomorrow they're back with it with their realtor.
If you take them to those places, they'll get the experience what's on the outskirts of Greenville instead of just right here in town.
He just wants a little bit of property. He's not looking for like 10 acres or anything. He just wants, similar to what we have, a couple, 2-3 acres, you know. He wants, room for his RV. You know, he's probably going to have the daughter and grandkids coming down eventually. They're in pretty good position to buy a house pretty quickly. They've already been pre-approved and everything, so they actually missed a house by like a day. This house went on the market over here in Taylor's. Really nice house, got a wraparound deck and a separate garage, you know, plenty of place to park the RV. And the day that it went on the market, it had 8 offers, and it was gone yesterday.
Sounds like the Greenville market's still pretty hot, then. Some of the markets are slowing down already.
That is due to the rate, interest rates going up a little bit. You know, I think they're pushing 5, 6, 7, 8% interest rates, which is kind of astronomical when you're looking at a home over $300,000. You know, that's a lot of money.
Then of 1 percentage point makes a huge difference. But I've been hearing a lot of the banks are still keeping the interest rate slow because they're not to keep the housing market going. I don't know how true that is, but that's what I've been hearing on the radio and other stuff I've reading.
I don't keep up on a lot of that because I, you know, really don't need to at this point, but you know, like I said, they're in pretty good shape. Their houses, there's no mortgage up on Long Island, and they've been offered a goodly sum amount of money, and they'll wind up, if they come down here, they'll wind up with, you know, a little extra money in their pocket after paying off the house down here. So they're in pretty good shape, you know. It's just a matter of basically finding something that they want. And I told them, I said, heck, you know, this is your first time in this area looking. I said, give it a chance. You know, don't let the first 2 days if you're looking for a home discourage you because, you know, you never know what might pop up in the next week or two. I mean, heck, my wife and I have been coming up here for 2 years before we found what we got.
This is one. That next house could be it. You just never know.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, they have a realtor working for them now. The realtor knows what they want. You know, they know their specifications of what they want. And hopefully this realtor does the right thing, I guess. You know, I'm hoping. I mean, if the realtor's hungry enough, you know, she'll work a little bit for him.
Just like anything else, it depends on the person you get to do the job, what the outcome is going to be a lot of times, and how much effort you put into making sure they're going to do the job. So I'm sure they'll find something eventually. And you never know. They may find it tomorrow. They may find it today.
Heck yeah. You know, they were down in, not Great Court. They were down, I can't think of the name of the area, but they were like 45 minutes south looking down there. I'm like, what the heck are you doing all the way down there? That's farm country down there. Yeah, not Great Court, but down that way somewhere. I forget where it was. But, yeah, they weren't too happy with it.
Sure they can find something. There's still a lot around here that can be offered. They're building a lot of houses out on 290. I don't know if they're going to have HOAs or nothing like that, but they're putting up a big old housing development out there. So you never know. They could be something where they're one-acre lots, and that's it. Which 1 acre, if they're just putting up a house in their RV, is probably plenty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's pretty much, I mean, you know, some of the homes that we've been looking, or they've been looking at, or you know, they definitely do not want a zero lot line set up where you can reach out the window and shake your neighbor's hand next door, you know. They definitely don't want that. They want a little bit of space between the neighbors.
I'm sure there's something here for everybody, so I'm pretty sure they can find something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You just got to, you know, play the game, give it time, you know. I'm sure they'll find something.
In the mountains where I'm at, you either got a steep face out the front door or the back door.
Yeah. I'm pretty lucky here where I got. We fell into a house here in Greer that we just absolutely love. You know, we're on 2.8 acres And we're literally, 10 minutes to town. We run down 14. We're right in the middle of town.
Out 14's a nice area.
Yeah, especially on the northwest side of Wade Hampton. It's really nice up this way. I'm sure there's, you know, something we can find over here for him.
A couple stops up that area, in that area, and it's nice up that way.
What do you got off of 14?
TD grading that?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
It's up past the old Tudor town.
Okay, so you got to narrow it down. I know, you know where Kubota is? Right by where Gap Creek comes in?
Yep, Maccabee's tractor.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. I know that area.
Just just north of there, maybe another mile, if that.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, I think I know where you're talking about. There's a place on the left there, a big place.
KO4HKX. You know where the, I can't remember the name of the feed and seed place that's up there. It's pretty much right across the road from them.
Wait, you're talking about that place up in Landrum on the right there before you get into town, that place?
Far up.
Okay, then I'm not too... The only place I know of... I gotta think. Next time I go out on 14, we might go that way today. I'll keep an eye out for it. Anyway, Patrick, I'm almost home. Just had a few-minute ride to the customer's house. So I'm going to bid you a fond adieu and a farewell and a 73 and all that kind of happy stuff. KB2HXS in Gurr.
Simon, they just pulled in, so KB2HSX, good to talk to you, and I will talk to you down the road, and I think I reversed the last two letters of your call sign, KO4HKX, and I'm clear.
Yes, you did. It's the same as yours, HX, not SX, HXS, H times S. Write it out as a mathematical equation, you'll see it.
73s, have a good day. KO4HX, clear.
All right, Patrick, have a good day. Make some money. KB2HXS, clear also.
NGU, enjoyed it yesterday, Patrick.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you thank you again. I appreciate that. But I've got customers walking on the truck, so I can't stay, Phil. KO4HX, I'm clear. 73.
74, never give up, clear. Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, good morning. I'm just pulling in my driveway. Just wanted to pop in and say hey.
I heard you talking about the miswiring this morning.
Yeah. It's just one of those things I try and pay attention to because it's critical, especially on the systems with 410 in it.
It's real ethical, not bashing your competition. When I had my building company for all those years, you know, people would have me over and say, you know, can you write up something while this was done wrong? I said, no, I don't want to make enemies.
Well, exactly my point, you know. I just go out there and take care of it. I don't know who did it, really don't care. You know, the only thing is, when I get done doing a service call, I know the system is running the way it should. But anyway, never give up. I'll catch you later. I'm getting out and I'm going to go get my second cup of coffee. My coffee, as we say in New York, or used to say. Have a good morning, Phil, KB2HXS.
And we do love our coffee. 74NGU, clear.